It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, whenever you read text these days, you have to have a degree in acronymology.
Uh-huh.
I think I said that wrong. But you need to understand what all the different acronyms mean, because people have shortened it up as short as they can make it. And there's new ones all the time.
Yeah.
They actually went on to Google Trends to find out what the most searched for abbreviations of the year so far are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this will be parents trying to figure out what their teens are texting to each other.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start right off with the controversial one. F-A-F-O.
Fear of missing out.
That is absolutely wrong.
Got it.
It is fool around and find out. That's the polite version of it. That means that someone tried something and ended up paying dearly for it, whether they mouthed off to someone who was bigger than them, or they tried to do something on a skateboard that was way beyond their skills, but they fooled around and they found out the hard way.
Well, it's good to know.
F-A-F-O.
Mm-hmm.
If I got sent that text, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I'd be thinking it was a giant. It's like fee fi fee fa fo.
Wow, I feel like I'm in a room of retired old people right now.
I don't put SMH. I don't use any of those. If I'm shaking my head, I will just put, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, SMH was the next one, and that means shaking my head. And that's when you're like, oh my gosh, John asked Linda out again, even though she's told him no 50 times, SMH. And it means shaking my head or smack my head or whatever.
I would put wow. With the exclamation means the same thing.
Okay. Wow, you are very cool.
And then I would be kind of trying to Google that. What's that W-O-W mean?
Now, here's one I wasn't as familiar with, Tori. You may know it. OTP.
You down with me?
You down with OTT? True pairing. It's a romantic couple you're rooting for. You might be watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and you're like, oh, you know, John needs to go with Rosanna because they are one true pairing. They are OTP. They're the one. They're
who
the couple.
Yeah. I just keep hearing Kato's song now.
You down with OTP?
No, she wasn't. She's moved on now.
All right,
wanted it to work out.
I think y'all will know this one. TBH.
To be honest.
Yeah. To be honest. That's correct. And you make fun of these, but texting is, it's a time-consuming thing to type all these things out, especially when you mistype it three times and you go back and you retype it, and then the phone decides you meant something totally different than that, and it types in something new.
And that's when I type, I'm calling you.
Yeah,
okay.
I get frustrated
if
with
I got
the
a
text,
lot to say. I'm just
too.
Calling you.
Oh my gosh, decline, decline, decline.
Right.
If my phone rings, I'm like, ugh, why do they even have a call feature on this thing?
You really are the girl version of Tom. It's you just don't want to be around people at all.
No, I love people. I don't like talking on the phone. It is so time consuming.
You always say it so people-y out there.
Well, that's true. It is.
Yes, you are.
But I like being around people. It's just not like. Not when it's people-y. You know what I mean?
It's some people you don't want to be around.
But you don't have friends that live in other states you catch up with?
Yeah, we text all the time.
Oh,
constantly.
My goodness.
I don't get on the phone for hours. Oh. And while I'm on the phone, I can wash dishes. I can organize desk drawers and have a conversation.
No, we will go to sleep and then wake up in the morning and continue that conversation.
That's not
like
a true
no
friendship.
You are going back like 100 years. It's like writing a letter to them and just sending it in the mail. That's
Except
what you're
it
doing.
Doesn't take 3 days.
It doesn't matter.
Does matter.
No,
it's
let
instantaneous.
Me finish. I don't care about the instantaneous part
well,
of it.
Well, it matters.
You're having to sit down, spend all that time figuring out how it looks appropriate and write this letter and sending it to
You've
them.
You've obviously never texted.
When you can call them and just get it done
and
in
annoy
about 10,
the crap out of them.
My dearest
matter.
Caroline.
Yes.
How art thou day? That's how I'm going to start texting.
It's like we are isolating ourselves from someone's voice and even just communicating with them.
Especially when you haven't talked to them in a while. It's like, for the last 3 months, this is what I've been up to. That's too much to text.
You have voice messages, though.
And well, then why don't you just talk to them?
Because I'm doing stuff.
I am, too.
And you say that we are inconveniencing that person. They're inconveniencing me because I have to read.
That's your own problem. The thing is you get to read whenever you want to. When you're talking, it does matter.
No.
Whenever you're talking, you have to do it right then. This is why no one answers your calls, Hawk.
I will say there have been times where I've been late to appointments because you like to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'll answer because you'll be like, real quick. And then 30 minutes later, I'm getting charged for an appointment I missed.
When's the last time I called you, really? That was probably, I've probably called
weeks
you
ago.
Three times.
It was just before she blocked you.
Now you can't get through.
I know. But that's the same thing. It's like, can we not agree to disagree? Because there's some people like you, Tom, who doesn't want to be or harassed by people, if that's what you call it. And some people are like, oh, there's a phone. I want to talk to somebody.
But now,
right
don't
now.
Get me wrong, Hawk. And I know you like to talk, too. Yeah. But you just got a question to ask. If I'm going to be on the phone, it's somebody I haven't talked to in a while, I'm going to be on the phone with for a while. If it's just like, hey, can you remind me of this tomorrow? Don't call me for that.
I apologize for the other day.
Yeah, so now you're 3-1 because all three of us don't want your phone calls.
You're still all three wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's some others on here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is one in the dating scene, WYLL, and it's kind of trashy. What you look like.
Oh, right now because they ain't got no makeup on?
Grammatically
no,
incorrect.
Nothing like that.
What you look like.
What you look like, girl.
Y'all are killing me.
What? Okay.
You don't even understand it. No wonder he doesn't do this. He can't understand it.
What do you look like?
Well, I mean, we could FaceTime and talk about it if you want to. I'll show you what I look like.
I do love FaceTime.
Yeah.
I'll go sit outside and FaceTime friends, and we'll have drinks, and just like we're sitting there together.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here's one Hawk would like, HMU.
Hit me up.
Hey. That one means, actually, I am willing to take your phone call.
Anytime you want to.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means right now I'm willing to hit me up.
Would somebody call Hawk?
Yeah.
1-800-360-937. Hawk, we'll let you just take off in another room.
Right, but don't text in right now. I don't want to read.
Then there's MK.
Huh?
MK.
Machine Gun Kelly.
No, it stands for MK. It's like okay, but it's kind of like maybe you're a little skeptical of that. Okay.
It.
Yeah, I swear it's like we have the old people versus the young people
on. It's just how I don't prefer to do things.
But some people even put K. They didn't have enough energy to put O in front of the K.
Oh my gosh, I'll text my dad. All this stuff, like love you, hope you have a great day, da da da. He'll write me back a thumbs up. I'm like, thanks, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, love you, too.
He had to look up that symbol.
Yeah.
This is better than K.
It's just crazy. It's so funny to me.
You know what the thumbs up is? The thumbs up is, great, but I don't want to talk anymore.
Pretty much,
that's because, like, if you're texting back and forth and then someone hits the thumbs up, they're done. Mm-hmm. They ain't writing words no more.
I don't know.
No one's even calling to talk to me. None of my listeners even want to talk to me.
There's several texts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, ladies, a lot of times I know that you make your man do things that he doesn't want to do. Maybe some chores around the house, take out the trash, stuff like that. They ask the fellas, tell us a place that your significant other makes you go even though you do not want to go. So we were talking about the other day, shopping, number one answer. Guys just don't want to go shopping with their significant other because there's just different ways that they shop.
See, my friend loves to go to the mall with his wife.
Yeah.
Because he'll go to Grill Marks and sit up at the bar and just, she'll bring bags back to him. He'll take them to the car, come back and sit and wait for her.
And that's what you mentioned.
And
so
she loves
some
it.
Guys
he
got it figured
it.
Out. Most guys don't want to go shopping to the mall or an outlet's stores. With them.
Yeah, so. I'm not an alcoholic, so that wouldn't work for me.
So here's the top answers. Okay, so that
you
was number one.
Alcoholic,
number two is weddings. Any kind of formal function like that, the guys don't like to go to that stuff.
The only reason I ever went to weddings was hoping I might hit on someone there is like who was in the mood. But now that I'm married, I don't have any reason for that.
I don't understand not enjoying weddings. There's music, there's food, there are drinks. It's a party.
You got to dress up.
That's the best part.
Okay, here's the thing. You know what? It's like going and sitting 3 hours in line to get to the party, because the reception's after the wedding, after all the pictures. So you got to wait in line like a theme park to ride a ride that you don't really want to ride that much.
And if it's a Catholic wedding, you got a big church service first, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy all that. Yeah.
Why?
It's fun to celebrate people like that.
But here, we're trying to help you because you think John might be thinking that too because you're surprised that we don't think that way. I guess, fellas, that's what most guys are thinking.
That's interesting.
You learn something new every day, don't you? Number three on the list was doctor. So she wants him to go to the doctor, and he doesn't want to go.
That he should.
Yes. If someone around you is going, you know what? You might want to have that checked out.
Yeah, go support her.
Okay, is there a place?
I don't think it's that. I think she's wanting him to go to the doctor so he'll get himself checked, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll go when I want to.
We don't really want to go to the doctor either. It costs too much, and half the time you walk away thinking, I don't really think I got a diagnosis.
They call it a practice for a reason.
Well, ask a fellas, tell us the place that your significant other makes you go even though you don't want to. The in-laws.
I knew that was... I was going to guess that one, but I didn't want to ruin your list.
That's number four.
Man, that's the worst. Mm-hmm. I've got to where we have a deal now where I don't always have to go.
Oh,
like
okay,
she and the kids go, and I'm like... First, I had headaches and migraines, and then I came up with... and finally, we were just like, he doesn't feel like coming over. And that seems to be okay.
Okay. And you said that out loud to thousands of people right now.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell your in-laws, right?
Yeah, y'all keep this on the down low.
And those were the top answers. Also mentioned was marriage counseling.
Well, you better do that if she wants to. Well,
that's because you're not going to the in-laws enough. We need to go to marriage counseling, too.
Uh-oh.
But the woman normally is the one that instigates the marriage counseling.
If your woman wants to go to marriage counseling and you don't go... You're in trouble.
It's over. Yes.
That's the last call.
Okay, and here's something else. Church. The girls make the guys go to church even though they don't want to go.
I will say my wife, she'll be feeling like sick or something. She had the flu not long ago. And she's like, you know, honey, I don't think I'm going to be able to go to church tomorrow. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, me too.
Okay, but then you took the kids, right?
No.
I mean, do you really need to go? It's on TV, and half the time you go to an arena and watch a TV screen.
Okay, but that's
still... I'm not getting dressed to go watch a TV screen in a building when I can turn on my own TV and watch
church. Well, it's all about community, to have people that you're connected to that's going to help you out and stuff.
Self and I, we...
Okay.
Oh, listen to Mister, you need to call people on the phone and actually talk to them. I'm meaning to go.
Well, I'm not going to call them while they're in church.
Okay, I'm just saying, you're like, all of a sudden, now you don't care about the community aspect.
But call me when you get out, and we'll have brunch.
Okay.
Okay, top places, fellas, that said that their girl made them go to, even though they didn't want to, musicals and or plays.
You know, the first play I ever went to was because I was trying to date this chick in college, and she wanted me to go to play with her, and I actually ended up enjoying it.
Yeah, they're fun.
Isn't this all part of relationships? You're going to have different interests. Yeah. There are going to be things I'm not really excited about doing that I do, and vice versa.
Yeah.
My wife and I worked it out where it's like, just let the other person do what they want to do.
And that works, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a list for what the girls said the fellas make them do.
I can tell you, golf tournaments.
Really?
You know how quiet you have to be during that?
I would never make my wife go to a golf
tournament.
I don't fit in. It's always like mid-conversation for me. I'm yelling over the crowd, and then all of a sudden, they all get quiet like they know a secret, and I'm like, I'll take another drink. Like, off in the background.
why does John want you to go to that?
He loves golf. It's a big family thing for them.
You do it with the whole family. Mm-hmm. The in-laws, too?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's just that's part of it. Sometimes you suck it up and you go.
But, like, the Masters, that's like a lot going on. It's like an... all day event. You don't necessarily have to watch the golf. You can
eat
for free. They got shopping.
But that's the key. You said, I suck it up. You don't want to be a part of that. Well, he don't want to be a part of the musicals, the plays, the in-laws, and all that stuff. That's all I'm saying. So
he loves my parents.
Aw.
Okay. Do they go to the golf tournament as well with you?
No. Oh, okay. Nobody in our family is golfers. That's all his side. So I go. Honestly, I'm only there because you get to wear cute outfits. So I'm like, all right, I'll get down with this.
Would you go play mini putt with him?
Yeah.
So you like mini putt, but not official. Oh.
Okay. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, part of the human condition is sharing commonalities with other people, things that maybe you don't ever discuss, but things that both of you experience as part of being a human being.
Okay.
Okay. And some of them are weird. Some of them we just don't discuss at all. And it's kind of interesting that we never bring them up. But like a great example would be whenever you go to pull out a kitchen drawer and realize the potato masher is fighting you hard inside.
Yeah.
We have all experienced this, but we rarely talk about it.
But you know what? And you talk about, or you think about cleaning that out. I'm going to clean that out. I mean, it wouldn't take less than 5 minutes just to throw a bunch of those gadgets you've not used in 6 years away.
Well, I might need them, but I recently just cleaned mine out.
Did you?
No, yeah. I did.
Oh. But did you get it to where the potato masher won't get it clogged?
I didn't even put the potato masher in there.
Oh, what'd you do with it?
You know what's funny? I've never used a potato masher, but
now you'll
one.
Need to.
I got a dish like a thing on my countertop. It's got. I put all my utensils in.
I envy the people that have those fancy kitchens that have all the gadgets behind the stove where they hang beautifully and don't have that drawer. Because the drawer just looks disorganized.
Well, you don't see it if it's closed.
You know what? It should be like a big old huge tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just put a big old tote underneath your kitchen sink.
Something else we've all experienced but rarely talk about. When you're lying in bed and you have to pee, but you're too tired to get out of bed to go to the bathroom, but you're too full in your bladder to fall asleep.
You know, yes. That's when you see it going, you know, I should really pick up some Depends. Just for moments like that, you know?
Yeah.
Not everyday use, just when, you know, I might need to.
But then you're going to go, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get up. And you close your eyes the whole way, feeling your way around because you don't want to lose that sleep feeling. Yeah. You got your eyes closed and you put them, you know, I sit to pee late at night because it's easier.
I do too.
You sit to pee all the time, you liar.
Most of the time I do, but I mean, I really do when it's late like that because you can rest your chin on your hands.
Thank God that's what you said.
Sometimes I take a pillow with me and just lean up against the wall.
That's gross. All right. We have all experienced this. We talked with someone briefly at a party back in 2009, and we've been Facebook friends ever since. Just like you're like, hey, let's make sure we're Facebook friends, but you've never ever had any reason to interact with that person again.
Yeah, and years later, you're like, I don't even know who that is. Yeah. And you start looking at the friends you have in common, and it doesn't make sense. And you start looking at their pictures going, they don't even look familiar anymore.
And then you accidentally like one of them, and you're like, oh, no, I liked something from 2019.
Do you have people in your list, like on your phone, your contacts, that you don't even remember?
Yeah. I have dead people in my contact list.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
But it feels wrong to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one of those things, probably.
I'm waiting for them to call one day.
Oh, that would freak you out.
Yeah. Just let me know how it is up there.
Hopefully.
It's a long distance.
Here's another thing we've probably all experienced. You find that perfect spot by the campfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Yeah.
Isn't that so annoying?
I heard somewhere that the smoke follows pretty people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that's wrong because it follows me.
Oh, don't talk about yourself like that.
It's the truth.
Bragging, ain't he?
All right. Whenever you walk into a room but forget what you went in there to do and you just stand there frozen like a video that's buffering.
I told you the other day what that was. You go in there, you see an alien, and they have to erase your memory.
Someone erased my memory of that.
Yeah, so you stand there going, I came in here for something because he's already erased your memory and disappeared.
And a lot of times you just give up, walk back out, and you're like, okay. And you're like, then you remember it.
Do you go back to the other room going, okay, I was in here.
Yeah.
What made me go in there? There's a reason I left this room to go in there.
Yeah. All right, this is one I do a lot. You spend an entire day in waiting mode because you have an appointment at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Knowing you've got that thing just keeps you from doing anything else because you're like, I got an appointment at 2 p.m. It could be 11 a.m. and you're like, I can't do anything because I got an appointment at 2.
It's the same feeling you get on Sunday night knowing you got to work Monday and you're just dreading it the whole time.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
I still don't do anything. You're right.
I know that feeling, though, Tom.
All right. The feeling whenever you call someone and you hope they don't pick up, just so that it'll show you tried to call them, but you don't actually have to reach out to them.
Or you hope you get a machine. Like if it's a business and I really don't want to deal with anybody, I'm like, I just hope I get a machine that says, hey, we'll call you back.
Okay.
By the way, the CD, I'm waiting for your call, by the way.
Here's one that I've done before, and I've done it recently. When you stare at a bad driver as you pass them to see if they look as stupid as they drive.
Yeah.
And then they look back at you and you're like, looking away.
Uh-huh. You're like, they look stupid, but they kind of look mad too. And I don't want to get in a fight.
Well, you get the red light and you look over and then they look over. Then you like quickly snap your neck around. like you're looking at something else.
But what if you cut them off and then you all of a sudden end up at the same red light you don't want to look over, so you try
stare straight ahead.
You try not to line your car up beside them.
You can feel them trying to make eye contact. Yeah. You're like, nope.
And you sit there and smile and tap your fingers on the steering wheel like you're listening to the music.
I just park a full car length back. Like, it's weird.
What if you're beside them? Oh, if you're beside them.
Yeah, if I got to pull up beside them, I'm like, I ain't doing that.
But I get there first. Oh, okay. So they're going to pull up right beside me and look at me.
You just have to inch up a little bit so you're not eye to eye.
I feel like we've really explored some commonalities here.
And pretty soon, you're like right in the middle of the intersection.
I know.
But at least you're not making eye contact.
But everybody's driving around you.
I need therapy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to call out the medical community for the torture they're about to put me through.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know how this is okay with the Geneva Convention. But I have been asked to do a colonoscopy. And if you're not familiar with those, just the very act is a violation of your body.
Okay.
I don't know it, though.
But it's good for you, Tom, because they find things that may not be, you know.
It's not good for you. At the very least, it might find out something bad about you, and then hopefully you can get it fixed.
It's preventative maintenance. It's what you do to your car, man. You run, you know, a pipe up there.
I've never done that to my car.
Okay.
I have far too much respect for my car.
You're not putting anything up its tailpipe?
Never.
Oh, my.
You know what? To be honest, though, it's not the procedure that bothers me, because Kata's right. You're out cold. It's some of the best rest you get. Propofol.
Yes.
No wonder Michael Jackson was using it.
Yes.
He just made the mistake of picking the wrong guy that stepped out of the room when he shouldn't have. But when you wake up from that rest, it's like you weren't even violated. And you feel so relaxed and just so rested.
But they do look at you different, the nurses.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, after the procedure, they're like.
Little heads up. They won't let you go until you pass gas.
I didn't know that, and I didn't, so I must have done it before I woke up.
Well, you did before you woke up. You woke up, but you don't remember that part.
Well, I hope that if I ever get it again, it's like that.
It's kind of like a mechanic. I'm like, you go in there, and they're going to start the car, make sure they got all the parts back together and stuff.
I would always wonder is what was wrong or what went wrong if you couldn't. Like, they stuck a pipe up there, they looked around, maybe they clipped a few polyps or something. And then they come back and you're like, well, you can't pass gas. We must have left something in there. I mean, what's the option? Why wouldn't you be able to pass gas?
Maybe they go back up with that wand and wave it around so it opens things up.
It's like a Harry Potter movie.
It's like an adult Harry Potter movie.
What does Harry Potter say? Harry Pooter.
Oh, my.
You get it? What does he say? What's the...
I don't think he has his catchphrase.
When he waves his wand.
He has a lot of things.
Esco Camino.
Nothing like that.
I don't know.
You're an idiot.
I've not seen the movie.
So, escapo the arrow out of the butto.
seen the movies.
This is what they're asking me to do. 7 days prior to my procedure, I'm supposed to stop taking diet medications, which I don't take, so that's no problem. 5 days, no iron supplements. I don't take that, not a problem. 3 days prior, I can no longer eat seeds, nuts, corns, and popcorn.
That's for their benefit.
I get it. That doesn't bother me too much, but it is interesting to me that it's as many as 3 days that you have to prepare ahead of time for that. Then, 2 days out, I go to an all-liquid diet. No solid foods. For 2 days.
Wow, I only had one day.
Have you not done this before?
I did. I only had to do 1 day that time.
Yeah, one day.
Apparently, I wasn't as clear as they would have liked, so they want me to be more clear this time.
You're talking about the 2 days, and then the third day is your appointment?
Yes.
Oh, because, mine was like a Sunday, Monday, and then...
That's starvation.
Yeah.
They gave you extra rules because last time you weren't all...
Squeaky clean.
Yes, exactly. So I didn't get those rules. Mine were different.
I told you to eat more fiber. You don't ever listen to me.
Well, I tried telling the lady I've discovered the secret to happiness is salads, and I think I'm in better shape this time. I don't need this two-day garbage. But I don't know. I don't know how I can do that. I don't know how I can go 2 days without eating.
I don't know. You could do it. I mean, I did eat broth and Jell-O.
They said no broth on mine.
See, but
says no broth due to fat content in broth. I can do those little cubes of bouillon and make them into soup.
That'll work.
That's not very much. That's not food.
It'll be flavored. It's like a vegetable beef soup without the vegetable or
the beef.
Okay, but think about how often he eats, even in here.
Yeah. We're only in here for a few hours, and he's eating almost the entire time.
Yeah, how am I going to survive?
I suggest doing it over the weekend. That's what I did, because I went in on a Monday morning for the procedure, so I had the weekend to prepare.
Oh, but then you ruin your weekend, because that's when you want to cheat on your diet, so that would be worse for me.
Well, I did, because the drink you have to drink, you don't want to leave the house.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you how many gallons of fluids I have to drink.
It's refreshing, though.
I felt great.
I love it. Yeah, like I like it.
Like I had, my body had been cleansed.
It's like you're a bidet. You just went wild.
I don't like it because you can't move 5 feet from the toilet.
See, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Okay, but you lose a little LBs. I mean,
LBs?
Seems like a win-win.
Pounds.
Oh, you scared me for a second. I didn't know what it stood for, but I was afraid it might have been in my pants.
I'll be. Here it comes again.
I want to get some of those diapers for adults just to be careful.
Oh, you know, it's not that extreme.
It is extreme, man. It's like turning the faucet on.
You know what, time out. Tom does have that problem. Issues. He has a lot of issues down there.
But it's usually the opposite. He's usually backed up.
No,
so you should
I'm
be happy
not
for this.
Always back to that. I mean, honestly, there's no way I can be happy for this.
You know what's so funny is probably more the upstate knows about your issues than your doctors do.
Yeah. No, my doctors know. I mean, they've looked up there. They've seen my. I had a polyp last time.
But, I mean, okay, some other doctors out there. You got three or four doctors.
Isn't that a fish?
A polyp?
Oh, that's pollock.
I heard. I thought he said they saw my eye last. Like
my eye? How did you get that?
They did. They saw the one.
Oh, I was hoping nobody'd go there.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't like anything about the prep. The actual procedure wouldn't be so bad, but this is just craziness.
No matter how bad it is for you, think about the person that has to do it to you.
I'm sorry. I would trade with them in a second.
Oh, my goodness.
In a second.
Oh, no.
They got rubber gloves on. They're fine.
No.
You still have to see it up. No offense. You sound like a kid. You sound like a five-year-old who don't want to go get a shot at the doctor.
No, I don't care about the procedure. I'm worried about the prep.
And don't drag shots into this. Those are scary. That's different.
If I could do shots, it would help.
Well, at least you don't have to study for a test or anything for this one.
I do. I got two sheets of paperwork here.
And let me tell you, if he don't do the studying, you know who fails the test?
The doctors. Yeah.
You know what? There's a list of questions on here. One of them says, my bottom is so sore, what can I do? And they're like, gently pat with a wet washcloth and apply Vaseline or whatever on it. That's an actual question. Is my bottom is so sore, what can I do? That's bad.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to get in there. You got to make sure that you're going to be okay, that you're going to be healthy.
I'm curious. How long does prostate cancer, what would this be? This would be colon cancer. How long does that take to get you?
My buddy had one. Well, he had half of his colon taken out.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I bet you have to prep 4 days for that.
You know, Tommy, you don't have to do it.
I know, right?
You don't.
Okay, but
my doctor said, I think that I'm due this year. And I'm like, wow, it seems like it was just last year, but I'm not doing it this year.
You're not?
No, I mean, why? I did it years ago.
Preventive maintenance is important, though. You need to
see. Mine wasn't fine.
You don't want to play with colon cancer. I had a friend pass away from that.
Yeah, that one's, I was thinking of a different one.
I am going this year. Thank you. I just changed my mind.
Yeah. I'm a doctor, basically, now. Free doctor advice.
You changed your mind that fast?
Yeah, she scared me just now.
Just with the word. It's a serious word.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
Well, I would love for them to come up. You know, in about 10 years.
They're going to come up.
Oh, gosh.
In about 10 years, they're going to find a way to do this without all this annoying prep.
Much like the prostate check.
You know what? At least you get to be asleep during this. Think about women. It's smashed and you're awake and there's so many other things
they're
that you have to go through.
They're smashing your colon?
She's talking about
something else.
Mammograms.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Put them in a waffle iron.
There's no prep.
You don't get to be asleep for it or anything. You are wide awake. So stop whining.
Does it have the lines like waffles?
And it has a light that comes on when they're done with the mammogram.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.